to us, it was. Never went anywhere else. I'd never been to Ashton until we moved. Before I'd ever been down the lower part, Kingston Road or anywhere there. And I remember going down there to a girl who lived down there, to her house to tea. It's amazing, isn't it? Some of them, I think, are. It's Ella Jelly, but she's 5 years younger than me. She lives at Ashted. They lived at Kingston Road. He was a plumber, her father. Where they built now, I don't know whether you know Kingston Road, yes. Down that part. As you leave the island and go across, you know the yes. roundabout, yes. Go down Kingston Road, it's on the left, it's...
It was 113, the number then, yes. It is now. Yes. Ronson's had it for a while. Rentokil, they had it for a bit.
Yes. Oh, yes, bring your children up, yes. To Miss Moncrief's. My daughter, until she was 10, when the war started, you passed the exam to go to Rosebery then. You had to pass an exam, and you paid. It was a grammar school then, and you paid £4 a term. Lot to us, especially as we were sort of building up, you know, from nothing. And Keith went, see, he was very small, see, at 10, he was only 6. And he went to the Linden School. Yes. He went, first of all, to a school at Ashted. They evacuated then to Lyme Regis, and they wanted me to let them go. And they said that Joy could go too. It was the beginning of the war. But I didn't want my children. I wanted to keep them with me. So then Keith went to Linden's when they evacuated, Park Rise. But it's now Downs End. Then he went to City of London Freeman School.
That's where he met his wife, actually. Yeah. She was there too.
Mm-hmm. It's on Arthur's side in Scotland. We don't know them, but we do know there are doctors there. Really, he always wanted to be a doctor. But you see, his father hadn't the money. You had to pay out a lot of money then in those days.
We've got three now. Keith and his wife and his daughter, all doctors.
Yes, his daughter's qualified, Julia. She's in Scotland.
Yes, she's been
in Glasgow.
One of the infirmaries in Glasgow now. Oh.
Got six lovely grandchildren. I am lucky.